We're joined in studio now by State Representative C. Denise Marcel, former Metro Council person, and much is going on in our city and our country, Representative.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
What's your take on how the tenor from Washington, from the White House, is affecting how we are conducting our lives in places like Baton Rouge?
Well, my take on what's going on in Washington is, first of all, I believe that there has been a tone set by our president. The atmosphere is conducive for a lot of bigotry. He has not stepped up to the plate to speak directly against it, the neo-Nazi and the those types of demonstrations that they're having. And so my take is it's kind of trickling down to the local government. And in fact, yesterday I visited Southern Miss to see my granddaughter. And of course, when I got there, what did you think I saw? It was Confederate flags all over the university's property. And
this
and
is
so
in
it's
Hattiesburg,
I think it's trickling down.
Mississippi?
Yes, that's in Hattiesburg. Correct. So I think it's having a trickle-down effect, especially in the southern states, where people feel like they can do or say anything they want to. And in my opinion, we got to stand up against bigotry and racism wherever it exists. And I don't think he's setting a good example of how we do that.
Well, this was a huge story last week. And in this part of the world, of course, we have experienced the Klan and all of its horror. And one of our native sons, David Duke, was in Charlottesville, Virginia, milking the event for all it was worth as far as the publicity that accompanied his appearance. The president mentioned him. The president's remarks fell short of the mark, according to many people, including several Republicans. But is this a one-week story, or is this something that will have legs as far as now and moving forward?
I think it's a temporary story. I don't think it's a one-week story. I think it's going to play a role in what happens nationally, but I don't know if it's going to take over to the degree that a lot of people think it will in terms of the elections. I think that in the back of people's minds, they're going to, not just this, but other things, they're going to see that there needs to be a change in leadership, and I think it's going to be this, but with some other things. I think until the president focuses on the economy and jobs and things like that, not only is he going to have a problem, but the Republicans are going to continue to have a problem because we got to address the concerns of the people.
877-217-5757 if you'd like to talk with Representative C. Denise Marcel of Baton Rouge, Democrat, former Metro Council person, and somebody who, of course, is at the forefront of all the big issues at the Capitol and beyond, and still keeps an eye on what's going on in Baton Rouge. So if you have questions about the city, the state, or our country, Denise Marcel is a good source, and she's here to talk. 877-217-5757. And we've had a situation in Baton Rouge of late in which the district attorney, Hiller Moore, says the murder rate is up 70% this year. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think that it can't be attributed to one thing, Jim. I think it's probably a multitude of things. One, I think it was down last year because we had the flood and we had the Alton Sterling killing, and a lot of people were protesting, and then they left from the protest straight into the flood. And so people, I don't know if it's up as much as we're attributing to, but I think that people have a disrespect for people's lives. And I don't know how we get in the mindset of some of these young people. And I think we got to continue to try and do everything we can to kind of get into the mindsets of the kids. But not only that, give them something positive to do and give them jobs. If we keep seeing the job market go down, we'll keep seeing crime go up.
Now, the Healing Place Church was one of those big entities that got money from the Brave program, as did the poet Donnie Rose and Silky Slim and a lot of other people. And that Brave program was given a lot of credit for reducing the murder rate in our community. Now it's under attack. Do you think the attack is warranted?
I don't. I do not believe the attack is warranted. I think that Brave did some things that were good in terms of the crime. I believe what I found that the federal government said that the program did not meet some of the requirements, and some of those things were working with the community on the ground. I think what we saw was some of those local people getting involved to try to meet the needs of the community, and I don't think it's warranted. I certainly don't think that the attack that's been on the mayor is fair in terms of the Brave contracts.
And you speak as one, Denise Marcel does, as a person who ran in last year's election, and if my memory serves, I finished third behind the mayor and Bodie White. And you believe the mayor's getting, at this point, some unfair criticism.
Absolutely, but I also believe, Jim, that her response to it, let me just say that I would not have responded to it the way she did. I certainly would not have canceled all the contracts like I had done something wrong. Maybe the contract with Silky Slim, if that was something that the police said, well, hey, because of his statements, we no longer want to work with him, then that's one thing. But to cancel all of the contracts, I think was a mistake. I don't think any of the people did anything wrong, and what it sends a signal that maybe, something is wrong when nothing was wrong.
877-217-5757, Brandon in Old Jefferson. Brandon, you're on Talk Louisiana with C. Denise Marcel. Hi,
Hi,
Brandon.
Ms. Marcel. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. I know, there's a lot of talk going on right now about, with the national events, how Republicans are responding. But I have a question about Democrats here in Louisiana, because myself being a registered Democrat, I want to see our party succeed here. But, I see that as a state party, we're very dedicated to this idea of resistance and resist Trump. But I think the problem with that is that, resist is not necessarily an uplifting or an empowering message, nor does it necessarily carry a vision with it of what's next.
Your response?
Okay, I agree with you in some degree. I think we have to be proactive and not just come with this idea of resistance to the president or anything else that's going on in Baton Rouge. I think we have to have a plan. I think we need to roll that plan out as a state and as a city and be more proactive rather than reactive. And I see that happen a lot, in local government and state government. We react to stuff and we resist to stuff, but we need a real plan.
Dan downtown. Hi, Dan. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi, again, Representative Marcel. What can be done to get the Republican legislators to stop pandering to their corporate paymasters and make them pay their fair share in taxes?
All right. Thank you, Dan. See, Denise
Well, I
Marcel.
mean, if I had the answer to that, I probably would be governor, at least governor. But let me just say, I think that people have to consistently contact those legislators and say that, we've sent you here to represent the people and not necessarily the companies, and come down to the Capitol when we have these important bills that we're trying to pass. Many times we've tried to pass them. They've said they really don't have a problem with it. They get an email from one of their large contributors or large companies, and they go against the bill. And so we've got to do better in Louisiana. We are paying out too many, giving too many tax credits to businesses, and we're constantly cutting education and the things that we need in healthcare in this state.
877-217-5757 for C. Denise Marcel. Stephen on Highland. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, good morning, Jim, Representative Marcel. I have a kind of a related question to Dan. Representative Marcel, how's your work protecting our drinking water in the city going?
Well, let me just say that I was able to pass some reform on the way they reported it, but also there was a lot of pushback on that particular bill for the clean water bill you're referring to. And again, we need people to come out and support it. I will bring it next session if necessary, but I need people who have like minds, who are concerned about our clean water, about the salt water intrusion, to join me. Many people don't know that I support those types of bills. I'm glad you called in about it. But I am concerned about the environment, and not necessarily for me, but for my grandchildren or my great-grandchildren, that they will have great drinking water here in Baton Rouge.
What about the controversy swirling about the Council on Aging? Is that fair, or is that being overplayed?
That's certainly been overplayed. That is about $8 million, and really to the tune of $80 million when you make it times 10, which is what it is, a 10-year tax. I think it's certainly been overplayed. There's always findings against the Council on Aging and any other agencies that are running without funds. And, you know, we had this conversation about cats before. You're going to continue to be in a hole if you don't have any money. So they have always been in the red. They've always had these types of findings. I think it's being overrated. And I think some of the other things that were added to it are just help them to push their agenda.
Are you satisfied with the leadership of the Council on Aging?
I'm certainly satisfied with the leadership of Council on Aging, and I am now a new board member along with William Daniels and Jennifer Mozad, who's leading the charge now. And so the board has almost changed over, not saying that it was anything wrong with the former board, but it's almost a brand new board. And so I think that the leadership that we have now with Jennifer and with Tasha Clark Amar and the things that we're putting into place, I think that that's going to take the organization to the next level.
877-217-5757 or talk at talklouisiana.org for C. Denise Marcel, state representative. And Roy asks, move the zoo or keep it on Thomas Road?
I'm for leaving the zoo on Thomas Road. The primary reason for me is that, one, I believe that you don't move something when you don't know where you're moving it to. That's the first thing. You don't have all the plans. And the other thing is, I believe that if you enhance that and bring other opportunities to North Baton Rouge, I mean, if you keep taking everything out of North Baton Rouge, what are they going to have? And so it's not just a North Baton Rouge argument for me, but it's also, why would you want to move something and you don't even know where you're moving it? You don't know the cost of it. I say, let the zoo stay where it is and build up around it and make it a great place. If you put the money there, they will come there. And the same thing I said about Gus Young Park. They closed the pool, and I said, if you build a nice pool, people will come. Well, people wasn't coming to a dilapidated pool, but if you put that money there in the infrastructure and in the activities, they will come.
Mona asks about the Attorney General's review of the Alton Sterling case. Are you satisfied it's being handled properly?
Well, at this point, I don't know what the status of it is. What I am satisfied with is that Jeff Landry has been in communication with the legislators and letting us know that he's on top of it and he will get us something. I can't expect him to make a decision in a couple of months when everybody else had it for an entire year and did not make a decision for that length of time. When I get uncomfortable with it, you know, Jim, I'll let everybody know that I'm uncomfortable with it. But at this point, I think we have to give the Attorney General the time that he needs to properly investigate it, to come back with his decision, and I'm hoping that will be soon.
What do you think the biggest challenge is facing North Baton Rouge right now?
I think the biggest challenge is probably jobs and the economic development. It's tough to get businesses to come there, and I don't think that may have been properly sold in the past. So if you don't have the economic engine there, then you're going to have issues, and certainly you don't have the jobs. And so that's why you see the blight and the buildings, the companies leaving out of North Baton Rouge, and they leave the buildings a lot of times, and they are blighted. And so that adds to the problem, the crime. It's tough to bring businesses in. So you got six in one hand and half a dozen in the other, Jim. So there's a lot of things that I believe that are causing the problem. But the main thing I would have to say is the lack of economic development.
I was visiting with Reverend Chris Andrews the other day, who's involved with rebuilding Together Baton Rouge, and he's been building homes in North Baton Rouge for the last few years and says he's never had a problem as a white guy in North Baton Rouge. But the perception among a lot of white people is that they don't want to go there. They're afraid they're going to be mugged or shot or something bad's going to happen. How can you allay those concerns?
Well, I think until we have those conversations and people meet on both sides, that's one of the things I did like about Together Baton Rouge. People from on one side of town that would never have gone on the mm-hmm. other side have now begun to talk and talk through those issues. But not only that, come into those places. I tell people all the time, I wish people would come over to Council on Aging and see what they actually do. So if you don't really know, you have a pushback, and once the media gets in it, and they paint it as something, that's what you believe. And a lot of times people only believe what they read. And so I would, ask people to come out and, get to know what North mm-hmm. Baton Rouge is about. Talk to people like Reverend Chris Andrews, who really have been involved and know that it's not as bad as people say. And it could get better if people would actually put their businesses there and get people jobs. I think the idea is getting folks employed.
Now, you mentioned CATS earlier. How is the CATS program running right now?
Well, I really hadn't been that in tune to it, Jim. I still believe that there's some things that they could do better the last time I looked at them. But I think they're doing okay. Some of the decisions that they're making are certainly a lot better than when the former guy was there. I know he was making a lot of terrible decisions. So I think they're doing better, and I will say that.
877-217-5757. We'll spend a few more minutes with C. Denise Marcel, so there is time to get in or send an email at talk@talklouisiana.org. And there is much happening not only in the city but in the state. And another listener, as we head to the break, Denise wants to know about the state budget. What's your perception on whether a consensus can be reached between now and July 1st of next year to address this fiscal cliff that is in the offing?
Well, that's going to be that's a tough order. And let me just say that we are so short with the budget that it cannot just be taxes. It just cannot be mm-hmm. taxes. We've got to look at this on our tax structure. How do we change our tax structure overall? And it has to be a buy-in from both parties. It can't be about parties. It has to be about the people. And until we come to the table and do that, we just might be in a special session in February.
And a listener, this one is Michelle, asking about the criticism that the mayor has been facing for these expenditures for BRAE, for some of these African-American organizations, while the Healing Place Church, which got the biggest chunk, over $200,000, has not received the same kind of scrutiny. I don't know if that's a fair assessment, but some people believe it is. And there has been a lot of scrutiny, as we know, about Donnie Rose and Arthur Silky Slim Reed. Is there a witch hunt against these people? Is that the way you would view it?
I would say so. And as I said earlier, when she canceled those contracts, I don't think she should have. I think that they bring something to the table. They're community people. They're on the ground. They can relate to the children. They can bring those types of services and conversations that they need. If you can provide the service, if you're black, white, I think that what is unfair is that African Americans do not get a large portion of any of the budget. If you look at the budget for the city parish, African Americans get a very small portion of that budget. And so, of course, there's going to be pushback if you've been getting all of the funds and somebody starts to give some of them back to some of the African Americans. And I think it's an unfair assessment of just beating the mayor down on that particular issue about Brave. If you can do the job, you can do the job. And I think that there should be more of that. I think African Americans should get more contracts. We need to look at Atlanta. How they do things in Atlanta, or even in New Orleans, mm-hmm. how they do things.
Well, another listener notes that Senator John Kennedy even pointed a finger at the $7,000 that was awarded to Donnie Rose. Was that fair from Senator Kennedy?
I know Senator Kennedy should really focus on the health care, what he's fighting against for the citizens of Louisiana. I think he has his hands full in Washington. We sent him to Washington, or some people sent him to Washington. And let me just say this, he landed in Washington, and he should be doing his job in Washington. And not only that, this is a local program a local program, Brave, and there are no federal, there are no state funds in it. So when they started the audit, that was ridiculous in the first place. When he requested that there be an audit by our auditor, Daryl Prepera, I think, you know, it was political. And I don't think it was fair. And if we're going to audit them, we need to start auditing all the little small programs. If you're in D.C., I think you have a job to do in D.C., and you need to do that job, like taking care of our health care and getting us some money for some jobs and talking about our infrastructure, our streets and our roads and things that are important to constituents, and not about the Brave program. We didn't send you to do that.
All right. Well, the always outspoken C. Denise Marcel, thank you very much. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with Senator John Neely Kennedy sometime soon on this program.